We're now joined by Don Day. He's at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, to take a look at the forecast for the Corn Belt. Hey, Don, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start in the Northwest and then work our way towards Ohio. What do you see in the next week?
Well, in the next week, what we do see is that some of the central and western areas of the Corn Belt will see some rain. It does look like the Dakotas, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, some areas of eastern Kansas, and portions of central and northern western Illinois stand the best chance of picking up some occasional shower and thunderstorm activity. We're going to see an influx of moisture come up out of the southwest United States. It's going to go clockwise around a high pressure ridge that's over the southern plains, and that's going to bring what we call sometimes that ring of fire, where that's going to produce some shower and thunderstorm activity in the central, northern, and western Corn Belt. Areas in the eastern Corn Belt, we're talking about Indiana, Ohio, they're not going to be as much in the rain here over the next week to 10 days, although they'll see some.
So if that circulation is to the clockwise and it's coming out of the southwest, it'll go furthest to the north to begin with, I suppose, and up along the western edge of that clockwise direction. I'm interested in those areas when it comes back down in Iowa and in Illinois that have been without rain, and there aren't very big areas, but they'll really want to know whether this is going to drop something on them or not.
I think there's a good chance of it, and I would say that at least in the short term, I'm talking about here over the next 3 or 4 days into the start of the weekend, we really don't expect a lot going on. Most of the rain chances that we see coming will be early to the middle to the end of next week, and I do think that the coverage of rainfall over those states you just mentioned should be pretty good. We don't see rainfall amounts going crazy, but we do see 1 to 2 to 3 inch rains and some of those heavier showers and thunderstorms. And again, this is going to be next week when most of it comes.
And then for the month of August, do you have any indication of how that'll turn out yet?
It really looks like August is going to be very vanilla flavored in the sense that we don't see anybody off the charts hot. We don't see anybody unseasonably cold. And we do see that the rainfall is going to be off and on and frequent enough, I think, to continue with some favorable growing conditions. We don't see any extreme heat, but we do see temperatures staying at average, and temperatures and heat unit accumulation looks favorable.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.